This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Four Denver high school students accused of bringing a toy air gun to school were officially charged with misdemeanors today. School officials at Northfield High did not know it was a toy and initiated active shooter protocols. No one was injured. The juveniles have each been charged with disorderly conduct and conspiracy to commit disorderly conduct. Family, friends, and colleagues gathered Thursday to remember Denver's first black district attorney who died last month at age 76. Norm Early was known as a skillful trial attorney and victims' rights advocate. Kendall Early spoke about his father's impact.
The individuals who spoke, all of them, are so grateful for their words. And there's common themes throughout of his huge, humongous laugh, his amazing hugs, and all the amazing things that he accomplished.
Early was appointed as Denver's DA in 1983. He held the position for a decade. UC Health has launched a pilot program aimed at preventing veteran suicides in El Paso County. It's open to all veterans and their family members, regardless of discharge status or years of service. The Next Chapter program includes free help finding housing, as well as addressing financial and mental health concerns. Just under a third of all suicides in El Paso County last year had known active or prior military status, according to the most recent report from the coroner's office. And the Colorado Renaissance Festival returns to the Kingdom of Larkspur this weekend. Jousting matches are back alongside fire eaters and acrobats. Vendors will be slinging handcrafted swords, art, and turkey legs from Saturday through early August. The festival made its return last year after a brief hiatus due to the pandemic. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.